Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Football fans get a double your pleasure tonight. There's two football games tonight.
There's only one football game that we care about. There's only one team, Bo. Bills are playing tonight.
Yes, at home against the Jaguars.
Bills safe are travels. Winning tonight.
You're feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Absolutely. Is that a hoodie? Bills hoodie got on today?
Yeah.
Representing. All right, they're at home tonight. I'm a little nervous, I got to be honest.
Why?
All the teams that weren't supposed to win this weekend, all won. All the players that were doing so great week one and two, bombed in week three. I hope that doesn't happen to the Bills.
Why would you throw that out there into the universe?
I observed the juju out. I think it's not really juju. I just observed it. By the way, there is another game, Commanders and Bengals. But as TJ said, it's all about
there's another game.
Bills Mafia tonight.
They do play at home tonight.
It is at home.
All right. Yeah, because we are expecting some more rain. A little bit of wind.
Could be sloppy. Check the Buffalo forecast, Hope, please. Let's see. Is it going to be? Let's try to figure this out. We were just talking about our brain syncing up with our dogs. I always thought the dog's stomach sometimes, they're on a timer. They know when it's time to eat. But for my little fur babies, I think it's because of the noises I make. They know they're ready to eat. And I mean, when I'm bending over for a bowl.
Oh, you grunt?
I never used to grunt.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think I just got to stretch more. I started stretching yesterday. I'm like, okay, it's not that I'm getting older or that much out of shape. I think I'm just trying to.
You just need to stretch.
That's what I'm hoping is
you just
cure.
Need to work on your flexibility.
Yeah.
I know. It's what makes me crazy, and it's so embarrassing, even in front of my kids and family, is when I have to get out of a chair and I have to do a double rock.
I get the momentum.
Yeah, you got to get it. Like you got to take it back again, and then rock forward and go, nope, and then rock forward again.
You know, I just saw a device that you can put inside your couch. It goes under the seat, so then you've got two hard handles to help you get out. Would you like me to send you the link?
No, I have abdominal muscles under all this somewhere. Those are supposed to be doing what it's supposed to do, which is helping me out of that chair.
We got to work on our cores. All right, that's what we need.
We're grunting and rocking.
There, TJ, Bo, and producer Hope. It's a B Morning Coffee Club. You spent the weekend just going to vegetable fruit stand and just stopping at all these farms.
Oh,
huh?
Man. Is there anything better than just taking a day and going up 104, heading west on 104? There's so many farm stands. And so many like fresh produce stands. And I was stopping one after the other. I must have stopped at four or five.
Wow.
Different. So, I mean, everything from those fresh grapes. Oh, they're so good. And then I got peppers and onions and, you know, apples and everything. And I did not get the pumpkins yet because I'm waiting. No pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I think it was too warm and too hot for that.
Speaking of that, pumpkin spice, are we burnt out already? Yesterday was officially fall, the 22nd. Yeah, so today's the second day of fall. I'm more of a maple guy. I like maple donuts, maple syrup, maple. But the pumpkin spice to me seemed to have come out so early this year. In August, I'm like, are people burnt out? Are they excited about pumpkin spice stuff? And
well,
pumpkins?
They're probably just waiting like me. We're just waiting for the weather to kind of give us the social cues when it's time to enjoy that kind of thing. So, but every single one of these farm stands, I just kind of noticed I've always walked past the butternut squash. And there's always like, you know, the gourds, the squash, all of that. I look and I walk past it. I get in the car and I realize, you know what? I've never even tasted a butternut squash. I walk past those dang things. Never once in my life have I ever tasted one.
You got to try. Have you had some butternut squash?
Oh my God. I was at a restaurant in Toronto and they had butternut squash lasagna. So they like sliced up the squash to use instead of pasta. It was so good. You could do butternut squash and black bean enchiladas.
Ooh.
You could do a creamy butternut squash pasta. There's lots of different things you could do with a butternut squash.
All right. Does it taste like a summer squash?
I feel like it's like more sweet potato-esque. Do you like sweet potatoes?
Well, when they're made into a French fry with some honey and brown sugar.
You sound like your kids now, or you sound Trailer Park. Only if they're made into fries.
Only if they're cut square and fried.
Yeah. Here's what you need with your butternut squash.
Okay.
And I'm going to call in the queen. Bigger than the queen. I'm talking Dolly Parton. She just put out a good-looking cooking cookbook with her sister.
Really?
And her sister puts butter on everything. Not Dolly. Dolly puts bacon grease on all her recipes when she's cooking. Bacon grease. So think Dolly when you're in the kitchen with that butternut squash. However okay. you cook it, get a little bacon grease there and you'll be fine. Because I know you like bacon.
Oh, I love, who doesn't love bacon?
Yeah. So there you go.
And the grease. Delicious. But I don't know that it will go. I have no idea. So one of these days I got to stop and just go, I guess I'll buy this.
What is the easiest butternut squash recipe TJ could try so she could finally buy one and give it a shot? 585-252-WBEE. Caller helping out. TJ's trying to get more fruits and vegetables in her life. She keeps walking by the butternut squash and others are saying, get it. Try it. It's real easy. Like on a rainy day, butternut squash soup is the perfect
meal. That sounds good.
Meal
again, I don't
day.
Know what it tastes like, so, but I love anything in soup. This says there's a recipe for butternut squash, has maple syrup and bacon in it.
Yes.
You will not want any other recipe. That's the one, according to this texter.
This one says, TJ, right up your alley, cut it in half, clean out the seeds, put some slices in it, put butter and some cinnamon and brown sugar, put it in the microwave until soft, delish.
Microwave. Ding, 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 ding.
That's easy. You can
winner,
do that.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. Everywhere this weekend. Stay connected with us on our social, Facebook, Instagram. Join us at places. Listen to us wherever we go on the free Odyssey app. It all started on Friday when Mama Jay had a new dress and wanted to go out.
Yeah.
Hope said, I got a new dress. I want to go out. So where'd y'all go on Friday?
Well, I picked them up and we went to the Rochester Science Museum, RMSC, and we went to the Fantastic Findings, which is like a big household sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices were awesome. They were so low. So immediately I found a dresser and I lose Mama Jay. All right. And I lose Hope. Everyone's kind of going in their own direction. All of a sudden, I find one has a shawl and the other has a saw.
Shawl? Saw? What? What kind of saw?
So, a circular saw. And when I tell you, Hope can attest to this, Mama Jay was genuinely excited about this circular saw.
I could not believe how excited she was over the saw. It was like Santa Claus was there and she was a little girl being presented with her first doll when she saw this saw.
What's she going to do with this circular saw?
As per her words, I'm going to use it.
Okay.
I go, Mom, what do you need it for? Well, because I need one. And I go, you need it for what? To use.
Well, and then TJ looked at her and goes, now, you know, you can't use this without me there. Her face was like a little kid who just got in trouble. She was so sad.
Aww. I was like, now, Ma, you're not going home and cutting a whole bunch of wood without me because it's heavy. But yeah, that was her reaction. Like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, my gosh, here we go. So then we go over to another room and there's a Made in Rochester, right?
Yep. From McCurdy's, which is a store, it used to be a department store here in Midtown. And it says Rochester, New York on it. It's like a fur shawl. And then on the inside are my initials.
It's so weird. Whoever.
It was meant to be HB.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So whoever's shawl this belonged to had the same initials as Hope. So she took that as a sign as like, oh, wait, it may be a million degrees today, but I am meant for this. And I go, you have to get it now. Yeah. Like, that's just weird.
For sure. What a buy with initials.
Yeah. So we got saws and shawls.
Okay. And you had dresses and you wanted to be out in the public with the new dresses. On Saturday, I was up in Hamlin helping out the fire department. What a great stakeout event. Grilling steaks, Rubino's. Oh, delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Big fundraiser up there. I think the whole town was there of Hamlin. It was so busy. Oh, thank you so much, Adam, Jeff, Justin invited me. Donna, that was so much fun. And you know the firefighters have that mustache now where you look at him, you go, oh, you're a firefighter. You know what I mean?
They do tend to all have same mustache.
I'm thinking, because I have a beard.
Oh, boy.
What if I cut the beard and go with the fireman mustache? Or maybe I'm not allowed to because I'm not a fireman. But it seems like that's the hot trend.
It is.
Do you think I'd look good in it or not?
Oh, you shouldn't ask me. You should ask Celeste.
Oh, yeah, my wife. Yeah.
Because it's so weird. When men cut their facial hair, you look totally different. Totally different. And it's only happened once in our entire marriage where Steve has been totally clean cut. And he walked out the door and it was like I was with a stranger. I had never seen him clean shaven. And he was like, man, I haven't had no facial hair since high school. And I'm like, well, you look like a high schooler now. You look way too young for me now. You got to grow some facial hair.
Celeste is the same way. 23 years married. I've only shaved it all off once, just kind of as a joke of my kids. And she got out the Sharpie and started penciling it back in real fast. Grow your hair back. Hurry up.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Football fans, get a double your pleasure tonight. There's two football games tonight.
There's only one football game that we care about. There's only one team, Bo. Bills are playing tonight.
Yes, at home against the Jaguars.
Bills
safe
are
travels.
Winning tonight.
You're feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Absolutely.
Is that a hoodie? Bill's hoodie got on today.
Yeah.
Representing. All right. They're at home tonight. I'm a little nervous. I got to be honest.
Why?
All the teams that weren't supposed to win this weekend all won. All the players that were doing so great week one and two bombed in week three. I hope that doesn't happen to the Bills.
Why would you throw that out there into the universe?
I observed the juju out. I think it's not really juju. I just observed it. By the way, there is another game, Commanders and Bengals, but. As TJ said, it's all about
there's another game.
Bills Mafia tonight.
They do play at home tonight.
It is at home.
All right. Yeah, because we are expecting some more rain. A little bit of wind.
Could be sloppy. Check the Buffalo forecast, Hope, please. Let's see. Is it going to be? Let's try to figure this out. We were just talking about our brain syncing up with our dogs. I always thought the dog's stomach sometimes, they're on a timer. They know when it's time to eat. But for my little fur babies, I think it's because of the noises I make. They know they're ready to eat. And I mean, when I'm bending over for a bowl.
Oh, you grunt?
I never used to grunt. I never.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think I just got to stretch more. I started stretching yesterday. I'm like, okay, it's not that I'm getting older or that much out of shape. I think I'm just trying to.
You just need to stretch.
That's what I'm hoping is
you just
cure.
Need to work on your flexibility.
Yeah.
I know. It's what makes me crazy, and it's so embarrassing, even in front of my kids and family, is when I have to get out of a chair and I have to do a double rock.
I get the momentum.
I mean? Yeah.
The momentum.
You got to get it. Like you got to take it back again and then. Rock forward and go, nope. And then rock forward again.
You know, I just saw a device that you can put inside your couch. It goes under the seat. So then you've got two hard handles to help you get out. Would you like me to send you the link?
No, I have abdominal muscles under all this somewhere. Those are supposed to be doing what it's supposed to do, which is helping me out of that chair.
We got to work on our cores. All right, that's what we need.
We're grunting and rocking.
There, TJ, Bo, and producer Hope. It's a B Morning Coffee Club. You spent the weekend just going to vegetable fruit stand and just stopping at all these farms, huh?
Oh, man. Is there anything better than just taking a day and going up 104, heading west on 104? There's so many farm stands and so many like fresh produce stands. And I was stopping one after the other. I must have stopped at four or five.
Wow.
Different. So, I mean, everything from those fresh grapes. Oh, they're so good. And then I got peppers and onions and, you know, apples and everything. And I did not get the pumpkins yet because I'm waiting. No pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I think it was too warm and too hot for that.
Speaking of that, pumpkin spice, are we burnt out already? Yesterday was officially fall, the 22nd. Yeah, so today's the second day of fall. I'm more of a maple guy. I like maple donuts, maple syrup, maple. But the pumpkin spice to me seemed to have come out so early this year. In August, I'm like, are people burnt out? Are they excited about pumpkin spice stuff? And
well, they're probably just waiting like me. We're just waiting for the weather to kind of give us the social cues when it's time to enjoy that kind of thing. So, but every single one of these farm stands, I just kind of noticed I've always walked past the butternut squash. And there's always like, you know, the gourds, the squash, all of that. I look and I walk past it. I get in the car and I realize, you know what? I've never even tasted a butternut squash. I walk past those dang things. Never once in my life have I ever tasted one.
You got to try. Have you had some butternut squash?
Oh my God. I was at a restaurant in Toronto and they had butternut squash lasagna. So they like sliced up the squash to use instead of pasta. It was so good. You could do butternut squash and black bean enchiladas.
Ooh.
You could do a creamy butternut squash pasta. There's lots of different things you could do with a butternut squash.
All right. Does it taste like a summer squash?
I feel like it's like more sweet potato-esque. Do you like sweet potatoes?
Well, when they're made into a French fry with some honey and brown sugar.
You sound like your kids now, or you sound Trailer Park. Only if they're made into fries.
Only if they're cut square and fried.
Yeah. Here's what you need with your butternut squash.
Okay.
And I'm going to call in the queen. Bigger than the queen. I'm talking Dolly Parton. She just put out a good looking cooking cookbook with her sister.
Really?
And her sister puts butter on everything. Not Dolly. Dolly puts bacon grease on all her recipes when she's cooking. Bacon grease. So think Dolly when you're in the kitchen with that butternut squash. However you cook it, get a little bacon grease there and you'll be fine. Because I know you like bacon.
Oh, I love, who doesn't love bacon?
Yeah. So there you go.
And the grease. Delicious. But I don't know that it will go. I have no idea. So one of these days I got to stop and just go, I guess I'll buy this.
What is the easiest butternut squash recipe TJ could try so she could finally buy one and give it a shot? 585-252-WBEE. Caller helping out. TJ's trying to get more fruits and vegetables in her life. She keeps walking by the butternut squash and others are saying, get it. Try it. It's real easy. Like on a rainy day, butternut squash soup is the perfect meal.
Again, I don't know what it tastes like, so, but I love anything in soup. This says there's a recipe for butternut squash, has maple syrup and bacon in it.
Yes.
You will not want any other recipe. That's the one, according to this texter.
This one says, TJ, right up your alley, cut it in half, clean out the seeds, put some slices in it, put butter and some cinnamon and brown sugar, put it in the microwave until soft. Delish!
Microwave! Ding, 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 ding!
That's easy. You can
winter,
do that.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Yeah! Everywhere this weekend. Stay connected with us on our social, Facebook, Instagram. Join us at places. Listen to us wherever we go on the free Odyssey app. It all started on Friday when Mama J had a new dress and wanted to go out.
Yeah.
Hope said, I got a new dress. I want to go out. So where'd y'all go on Friday?
Well, I picked them up and we went to the Rochester Science Museum, RMSC, and we went to the Fantastic Findings, which is like a big household sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices were awesome. They were so low. So immediately I found a dresser and I lose Mama J. All right. And I lose Hope. Everyone's kind of going in their own direction. All of a sudden, I find one has a shawl and the other has a saw.
Shawl? Saw? What? What kind of saw?
So a circular saw. And when I tell you, Hope can attest to this, Mama J was genuinely excited about this circular saw.
I could not believe how excited she was over the saw. It was like Santa Claus was there and she was a little girl being presented with her first doll when she saw this saw.
What's she going to do with this circular saw?
As per her words, I'm going to use it.
Okay.
I go, Mom, what do you need it for? Well, because I need one. And I go, you need it for what? To use.
Well, and then TJ looked at her and goes, now, you know, you can't use this without me there. Her face was like a little kid who just got in trouble. She was so sad.
Aww. I was like, Lava, you're not going home and cutting a whole bunch of wood without me because it's heavy. But yeah, that was her reaction. Like, oh man. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go. So then we go over to another room and there's a maid in Rochester, right?
Yep. From McCurdy's, which is a store, it used to be a department store here in Midtown. And it says Rochester, New York on it. It's like a fur shawl. And then on the inside are my initials.
It's so weird. Whoever.
It was meant to be HB.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So whoever's shawl this belonged to had the same initials as Hope. So she took that as a sign as like, oh, wait, it may be a million degrees today, but I am meant for this. And I go, you have to get it now. Yeah. Like, that's just weird.
For sure. What a buy with initials.
Yeah. So we got saws and shawls.
Okay. And you had dresses and you wanted to be out in the public with the new dresses. On Saturday, I was up in Hamlin helping out the fire department. What a great stakeout event. Grilling steaks, Rubino's. Oh, delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Big fundraiser up there. I think the whole town was there of Hamlin. It was so busy. Oh, thank you so much, Adam, Jeff. Justin invited me, Donna. That was so much fun. And you know the firefighters have that mustache now where
oh,
you look
yes.
at you look at him, you go, oh, you're a firefighter. You know what I mean?
They do tend to all have same mustache.
I'm thinking, because I have a beard.
Oh, boy.
What if I cut the beard and go with the fireman mustache? Or maybe I'm not allowed to because I'm not a fireman. But it seems like that's the hot trend.
It is.
Do you think I'd look good in it or not?
Oh, you shouldn't ask me. You should ask Celeste.
Oh, yeah, my wife, yeah.
Because it's so weird when men cut their facial hair, you look totally different. Totally different. And it's only happened once in our entire marriage where Steve has been totally clean cut. And he walked out the door and it was like I was with a stranger. I had never seen him clean shaven. And he was like, man, I haven't had no facial hair since high school. And I'm like, well, you look like a high schooler now. You look way too young for me now. You got to grow some facial hair.
Celeste is the same way. 23 years married. I've only shaved it all off once, just kind of as a joke with my kids. And she got out the Sharpie and started penciling it back in real fast. Grow your hair back. Hurry up.